Today we speak to Lisel Pretorius, who is the head of legal from the Freedom of the Religion South Africa. They've unveiled the Religious Freedom Scorecard on the website, which provides insight into how political parties have voted on legislation implicating or impacting religious freedom over the past 5 years. We welcome our guest to the program. Good afternoon and welcome.
Thank you, Yusuf.
Thank you for joining us. Could you explain why 4SA believes producing the Religious Freedom Scorecard is essential?
Well, our right to religious freedom is the cornerstone of our democracy, and it is specifically protected by Section 15 of the South African Constitution. So it's far broader than your right to believe in a particular faith. It includes your right to live out your faith and to express your faith freely and openly, both in private and in public. And it is your right as a parent to pass on your faith, your views and your values to your own children. And it also includes your right to form associations with like-minded people and to assemble together to celebrate your interpretation of your faith without hindrance or fear of sanction from the state or anyone else. So it is therefore vital that we look closely at the laws with which the state passes or tries to pass, because these laws are binding on all citizens and will be enforced on us. So any law that limits or erodes our right to religious freedom is therefore very serious. And we at 4SA developed the Religious Freedom Election Scorecard because we believe it will be helpful for people to see how different political parties voted on these important pieces of legislation.
Yes. How significant has public participation in the political and legislative process been for 4SA's advocacy efforts?
Well, we have staged multiple public engagement campaigns to give people an opportunity to have their say on proposed legislation. So we are very grateful to radio stations for the wonderful support, because this is really an amazing opportunity to get our concerns to listeners, to the greater public, who have played a critical role in addressing these issues. So public awareness raising is absolutely important. We cannot underscore how important it is to personally engage in the lawmaking process. It's our right, but it's also our responsibility. So through these campaigns, literally tens of thousands have participated, and we want to say a big thank you to everybody who has done so. It has been highly effective in our efforts to amend or improve the final versions of bill that became law to help ensure that the right to religious freedom is protected and upheld. Just to give one example, the General Intelligence Laws Amendment Bill, also known as the Spy Bill, when that bill was first introduced in Parliament, it was a major threat to religious freedom. And there was such active public participation that about 95% of the issues of that bill, from a religious freedom perspective, have been resolved. So that shows you public participation is so important.
Yes, certainly. Does 4SA endorse or recommend any political party based on their stance on religious freedom legislation?
No, 4SA is politically neutral, so we don't endorse or support any particular party. We are willing to work with any political party. So to this end, over the past 5 years, we have met with many parties to lobby them with our religious freedom concerns and to ask them to support our positions, basically to ask them to uphold religious freedom. So as a result, some of the bills before Parliament were passed with amendments, because these politicians who sit on parliamentary committees, they can propose amendments. And that means that in certain instances, some, but not necessarily all, but some at least of the religious freedom concerns have been addressed to an extent. And then, of course, there are still some pieces of legislation that are in the process and some are on the president's desk awaiting signature. And unfortunately, there are some that were passed with elements that can potentially be dangerous to our right to religious freedom. But in all these matters, we are grateful for the political parties and the individual members of parliament who have given ear to our concerns and who have proposed beneficial amendments to bills that pose a threat to religious freedom.
Yes. Now, how did 4SA determine the voting positions of the different political parties listed in the Religious Freedom Scorecard?
So we have, to the best of our ability, endeavoured to reflect accurately the party's voting positions on various bills. So in this regard, we have relied on the Hansard. The Hansard is Parliament's official written record of plenary sessions. A plenary is when the whole House sits together. So in instances where parties' positions or voting was not sufficiently clear, we opted to rather not indicate whether the particular party was for or against a particular piece of legislation. So in each case, also then we have the religious freedom scorecard on our landing page at the top, and then we also have summaries below that give a bit more context and detail on the bill and how the various political parties voted on the issues, and for example, whether a bill was amended, which is an important concern. We do not indicate the reasons, for example, why different parties cast their votes in a certain way, because it's not always clear. But it does show, in general, how political party voting aligns with our concerns. And our concern is also always is religious freedom being upheld or eroded by a particular piece of legislation. And we must say that if we have inadvertently captured any information incorrectly, we urge parties to contact us and we will immediately rectify any inaccuracies that may be there. But overall, what we do is that we trust that people will find the religious freedom scorecard helpful and that it will be one of the many factors that they may want to take into account in their decision on how to cast their vote in the upcoming election.
Yes, certainly. It gives us some insight. And as you said, that, you know, the way it's done, that also does give it integrity. Thank you very much for sharing this with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Yusuf. It's an absolute pleasure.
Go well. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That was our guest chatting to us this afternoon, Liesel Pretorius, speaking to us about the Religious Freedom Scorecard, giving us insight as to how different organizations have voted.